Welcome to Keeping It Real with BJ G2G. Glory to God.
Jeremiah 9:24 says, "Let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me." The primary ambition of those called Christians ought to be to know him better. When we listen to a sermon, when we read our Bibles, our hearts ought to cry out, "Lord, I want to know you more." It's not just about ascribing to a statement of faith, going to church, or signing up to serve in ministry. Being a Christian means that we have a constantly growing experience with God. Ephesians 3:8 says that the riches of Christ are unsearchable. No matter where you are in your journey with Jesus, you can go farther, you can be closer. There is always more of Him to discover.
guess there's been times when you thought I would up and just walk out on you.
One thing remains to say, the promises that we made, and I know if we hold true, then together I know.
do you please the Lord? One way is to live by faith, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. God is pleased with faith. Are you doing anything or going through anything that requires faith? Trust in Him. As you diligently seek Him, He will reward you. Another way to please God? Surrender. Listen to Romans 12:1 and 2. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Believe in God. Surrender to Jesus, then serve Him with all your heart.
We'll be right back. bread of life.
G2G, glory to God.
Let the rain come.
2:9 says, salvation is of the Lord. True conversion comes from God. Salvation is a spiritual event. It's the greatest miracle. Have you ever tried to convince someone that they need to be saved? We can explain the concept of atonement. We can read the scriptures to someone. We can give them videos and literature and point them to websites. But unless God opens their eyes, they won't get it. Real salvation is more profound than any other miracle. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God wants all men to be saved. Salvation is the plan and purpose of God. He wants to save people. Our part is to pray, believe, and share the message of the cross with the world. 2 Peter 3:9 says, God is not willing that any should perish. Do you know that God has no pleasure when someone dies without knowing Him? It's a tragedy of all tragedies for anyone to enter into eternity apart from a relationship with God. C.H. Spurgeon said, I do not know if there is a more dreadful word in the English language than that word lost. In hell, there is no hope. They not even have the hope of dying. Ezekiel 33:11 says, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die? Lord, save the lost.
Here we go.
G2G. Glory to God.
The atheist says that there is no God. The agnostic says that if there is a God, he cannot be known. But the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 1:17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. You see, there is a God, and he can be known. The Bible teaches that he created you. He loves you. He is the sustainer of all life. He is the redeemer of men's souls. Do you know him? Are you getting to know him better? Has he spoken to you through his word? Have you met him in prayer recently? Oh, I pray that you would know him more.